This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today in Correlation is Not Causality, this item: citizenship applications by green card holders were up about 6% the first 6 months of this fiscal year. That is, since last October. And that's as compared to the same period in 2012 during the last presidential election cycle. It's tempting but wrong to say more people are becoming citizens because of this year's interesting contest. Applications go up and down for lots of reasons, not the least of which is how much it costs to become a citizen. Lucia Benavidez reports from Austin, Texas.
This is the sound of $680 being spent.
We're going to go ahead and start the process with your left hand, four fingers.
That's the cost of the first steps of the citizenship process, filing the application and going to the biometrics appointment. You get your fingerprints scanned.
Please look straight at the camera. You can smile, but don't show any teeth.
Then it's a quick photo. A few months later, an interview, a civics test, no fee for those. And congratulations, you're an American.
And you have a good day. Thank you.
But that's if your case is straightforward. If you need a lawyer, well,
I can say that it will be more than probably $1,000, and then average will be from $1,000 to $5,000.
That's immigration attorney Iris Albizu. She has a busy practice in Austin, where there's a large Latino population who'd like to become citizens. She says that much money means some people can't afford to apply, which is why she offers a payment plan. Most people go to lawyers if they have complicated cases, if they were ever in trouble with the law, for example, or held undocumented status for a time. Everything in your history will come up, even something like getting caught for underage drinking.
Applying for citizenship seems like a very easy process, but it's a process that they take it very seriously. They review all your moral character, they review all your record, they review how you became a resident in the first place.
Graduate student May Mosaic is originally from Syria and is now at the University of Texas. Her family in Tennessee didn't use a lawyer when they applied last year, but she still had to travel back there for her first appointment and then did a lot of waiting around for her second appointment.
A lot of people were always just like, you know, citizenship isn't so hard. Like, you just have to take a little test. So I don't think that they realize how hard it is and how time-consuming and how much money you spend on it.
In all, her family spent $4,500 for four applications, which included her plane tickets and 2 months' rent for her empty house in Texas. But she doesn't stop there. Mosaic says the cost of citizenship should also take into account the money spent on visas and green cards. After all, you need to go through that process to qualify for citizenship. For her family, that was more than $30,000.
My college fund and my sister's college fund that my dad had worked on his whole life was just gone to the lawyers so we could stay.
For 6 months, Mosaic obsessively checked her application status online. She worried something could go wrong and delay the process.
I made sure to ask the woman that I was interviewing me, are you sure I'm going to get it like within 6 months? And she said yes, because I really want to vote in November elections.
Mosaic got her wish. Her citizenship came through in time to vote for the primaries. Others may not be so lucky. Because of the rise in applications, there's a backlog at the immigration office. So for some, it will be a nail-biting wait to see if they can squeeze in and make it to the polls in time. In Austin, I'm Lucia Benavides for Marketplace.